From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. As Edith sets the table, Archie cautiously enters the front door, squinting at her.
Oh, there's that nest old weather. Oh, Archie! I didn't hear you. I was singing.
You know, there's three cats on the sidewalk want to make a quartet with you. Got a surprise for you. Now, just hold the door open here for me now. Hold it open until I get this in, Edith. Oh. Now keep it wide open there, huh? Now, get out of the way. Get out of the way.
He brings in a sheet of plywood.
Oh, gee. Edith, I hurt the knuckles of my right hand.
What is that for?
Now, I tell you what this is for, Edith. I'm going to build you an overhang for the back porch out there so that when you're lugging the garbage out in the rain, you don't get wet.
I bet I got the best husband in the world.
That ain't a bad bet. That's a sure thing.
I got a surprise for you. Look, we got an extra place at the table.
Oh, you finally wised up. The meathead's eating for two.
Oh, we're having a guest, a friend of yours from the plant.
Oh, yeah? Who, Stretch Cunningham?
No, Irene Lorenzo.
Irene, oh, Edith, why did you invite her? That woman always traps me into arguments I can't win.
Oh. Oh, I don't see much of her since she got that forklifting job down at the plant.
But, Edith, I see her every day at the plant. Only down here I get paid for looking at her. Here I gotta look at her for nothing.
She won't stay long.
Hey. What's the stink in the oven? What kind of an animal you cooking in there?
There ain't no animal. It's fish, halibut.
Fish? Eat it. Friday's supposed to be for my meatloaf that I love.
I know, Archie, but Irene is Catholic.
So I gotta pay for her mistake?
Archie,
all right. Listen, wait a minute. Now, all right for tonight, what's done is did. But from now on, don't never ask that woman again without asking me first.
All right.
And don't never ask me.
Hi, Arch. Hi, Ma.
Hi, Mike.
Ma, did I get any phone calls today?
No.
How come I have an halibut tonight?
Gee, with a nose like yours, you don't need eyes.
You know, Friday night, you know, we're supposed to be having meatloaf.
Irene is coming over.
Yeah, the Reverend Mother Forklift. That's why we're having fish here, and I hate fish.
Yeah, I like fish.
Oh, well, geez, you'd eat anything that couldn't escape from you. All my life, I stood away from fish.
Yeah, I knew that.
How did you know that?
Fish is a brain food.
Get away from me, huh?
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Michael.
Hi, honey.
What's that piece of wood doing here?
Oh, Dad, I'm going to build an overhang for your mother on the back porch there. And Meathead, I'm going to need your help tomorrow nailing that thing up.
Oh, well, then we're going to have to buy some nails because I used the last one to fix the cellar step.
Oh, no. We ain't going to have to buy nothing. I picked up some nails down at work today.
What do you mean you picked up some nails down at work?
I mean, there they were. And here they are.
He pulls a box from his jacket.
But they don't belong to you.
Oh, they do now.
Raj, I mean, taking something like that's stealing.
Ah, what the hell are you talking about stealing anyway? It ain't stealing, not when you take it from Wake. See, that's what you call one of your fringe benefits. Everybody does that.
No, they don't, Arch. And if they do, they're wrong.
You don't know nothing. Don't you know big companies, they always order extra stuff there so the workers can take something home? You see, that's to keep the workers from stealing.
Daddy, Michael's right. It's not honest.
Why do you always go against your daddy?
I'm only doing what you taught me. Never take anything that doesn't belong to you. And I never have.
Wait a minute. What about those little lipsticks that you take home from the cosmetics counter?
Michael, those don't count. Those are just samples.
You're rationalizing.
Honey, we give those away free to the customers, and I just brought home a few for myself.
Are you a customer?
Well, no, I...
Michael wags his finger with a smirk.
I'm a crook. You're right, I'm a crook.
Hold it. Don't say you're a crook just because of him. He'd be taking stuff on from White, too, if he only had White.
I never took anything that didn't belong to me.
You took my daughter.
Oh, I'll get it. That's Irene.
Yeah, go open the door for Mrs. Fish.
Hi, everybody.
Dinner will be ready in a minute.
Oh, here's some Chianti to have with dinner.
Oh, my. Oh, thank you. Look, Archie, Chianti.
I like Morgan Davis.
Gloria, would you help me, please?
Sure, Ma. It's a nice red wine. I thought it would go well with your Friday night meatloaf.
What do you mean, meatloaf? We're having fish. In honor of your religion, we slaughtered the fattest halibut.
You didn't have to do that. We can eat meat on Friday.
Oh, yeah? Since when?
Since the Pope said we could.
Geez, I knew he was in real estate. When did he go into the meat business?
I may have to go to confession tomorrow.
Why?
Because I may kill you tonight.
That ain't nice, Irene.
Hey, Irene, let me ask you something. Did you ever take anything home from work?
What?
Oh, don't pay no attention to him. He's bugging me because I'm going to do some work out back, and I just buried a few nails in the plant.
You mean you took a whole box, Arch? Irene, you think it's right to take things from work?
No, I'm afraid I was raised by strictly honest parents.
What the hell do you think raised me, Bonnie and Clyde? Just talking about a few lousy nails here.
Archie, what was this doing in your lunchbox?
Oh. Archie jumps up.
Give me that drill. Don't be rooting around in my lunchbox.
Archie, that's a company drill. Did you take that from work?
I didn't take nothing. I borrowed it from the plant. I'm going to bring it back Monday morning. Don't go blowing about this down at work now.
Archie, you're taking an awful risk. Don't you know what those signs mean all over the plant?
Which one?
Pilferers will be prosecuted.
It means queer stay out of the men's room.
No stealing.
Hey, I didn't steal nothing. And if I want a sermon with my dinner, I'll go to the Salvation Army. Now, just shut up.
Archie, Irene is our guest.
Your guest. I didn't invite her.
Dinner's on.
I think I better leave.
Oh, no, Irene. Please don't go.
Oh, let her go.
No, Irene. Stay. Don't listen to him.
I'm sorry, Edith. But it's easier to not listen to him over at my house.
Irene storms out.
Archie, how could you do that to Irene?
But how could she come over here and call me a crook?
She didn't call you a crook. That was your conscience talking to you.
My conscience don't talk to me.
I don't blame it. It shouldn't talk to a stranger.
Archie, Irene is my best friend.
All right, come on. Let's have an end to this, will you? Let's have some dinner. Now, come on, Edith. Throw the fish on the table here.
Edith crosses her arms.
Don't stare near. Move it.
No. It's going to stay right where it is.
I don't give a damn about the fish, but after all, It ain't really fair to these two poor hungry kids standing here, Edith.
Tight-lipped, Edith scurries to the kitchen.
Now, come on, let's eat.
Well, maybe you can, but I'm not hungry.
Yeah, me neither. You just killed my appetite.
You couldn't kill that with silver bullets and a wooden stick. I'm going to sit down with me. I'm going to eat alone here. Oh, well, all right. Take your choice, then. I'll start with the salad. And a beautiful salad it is. Look at that meat here with all the crispy lettuce and the tomatoes there swishing around in the dressing. You ain't going to eat none. I'll just take an extra helping for you. There we are. Now, let's see what else we got here. Oh, look at this. Oh, the lovely Farker house roll. Still warm, too. Just put a little of that nice creamery buttery on there.
Michael watches.
Boy, is that good.
Michael hesitates, then sits quickly and shovels salad onto his plate.
Hey, you better take it easy. You don't want to hurt your stomach after that long fast.
Michael, you said you weren't hungry.
Gloria, we tried to make a point. We lost. Accept defeat. Eat.
Gloria shakes her head and joins them.
Traitor.
Edith brings in the fish and sits down, too.
I hope you enjoy Irene's dinner.
Oh, look at this. Still mad.
Because you're still wrong, Arch. I mean, a lot of people think the way you do. It's a system. They think it's all right to cheat and steal because the bosses can afford it.
Oh, listen to this commie Pinko over here. He's worried about the bosses now.
Oh, maybe that's Irene.
Ah, tell her we're done eating. We jumped into bed.
Hello? Oh, yeah, operator. Wait a minute. Mike, it's a long-distance call for you. Collect.
Hey, collect. Hey, don't take no collect calls on that phone. Hey, you tell whoever it is you ain't here.
Operator, Michael Stivic isn't here. No, he won't be home until Sunday. Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye.
What was that all about?
That's a little code I got worked out with a friend of mine in Chicago. I'm looking for an apartment for him, and that was my way of telling him to call me back on Sunday.
Oh, I get it. That way that call doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
Archie studies Michael, then waves his knife at him.
You went against the law. You stole a phone call.
I didn't even make a phone call.
The hell was that, a smoke signal?
Arch, I didn't talk to my friend. I talked to the operator.
You got your message through and you didn't pay for that.
Oh, poor phone company. You know what their profits were last year?
Michael?
No, he ain't. He's stealing.
You know, you're right. I got to admit it. You're right. I guess I'm a victim of the system, too.
Oh, listen to this guy. When he takes something, he's a poor victim. And when I take something, I'm a crook. Let me remind you of something there, Meathead. Like the good book says, let him who is without sin be the rolling stone.
In the kitchen, Archie pencils measurements on the plywood.
Archie.
Now, if you're going to start talking about Irene, Edith, don't.
What makes you think I was going to talk about Irene? Maybe I was going to talk about you.
Okay, go ahead. What was you going to say about me?
I think you should go next door and tell Irene you're sorry.
I ain't gonna do that because I ain't sorry. I can't stand people always acting holier than thou, especially when the thou is Mao. Me.
Archie, she didn't mean nothing.
Oh, what do you mean she didn't mean nothing? She called me a crook, didn't she? That ain't nice, Edith. Well, if people are named like that, if I was a crook, I wouldn't have run out and bought this piece of plywood here, would I?
No. Did you?
Oh, you can't walk into a lumber yard and just walk away with something, Edith, unless you work there. Oh, can't you see the difference there?
No.
That's because I'm talking to you in English and you're listening to me in dingbat. Open up the door for me there, huh? I want to get this true to the outside. That you're in the way. You're in the way. You're in the way. Oh, geez, I hurt the knuckles of my right hand.
He sets the board on the back porch.
I get the meathead. Tell him come out here and help me. I got to start drilling.
Yeah, right away. Oh, Mike. Archie said please go out back and help him.
Archie said please?
No, I put that in. Did you talk with Irene yet?
Oh, yeah. I called her this morning. I told her how sorry I was about last night.
Ma, what are you sorry about? It was all Archie's fault.
Damn. Look at this. The bit here busted on me. They got the cheapest tools down where I work.
Archie, if you make up with Irene, maybe she'll fix it.
No, don't even remind her that I got the drill, let alone say anything about the busted bit here. She might turn me into the shop foreman.
Oh, Irene would never do that. She wouldn't even tell him you stole it.
I did not steal nothing, Edith. How many times I got to tell you there's a difference, see? When you steal, something's gone forever. When you borrow something...
It's missing in action.
Why don't you go and make 9 or 10 illegal phone calls?
Hey, at least I admitted I was wrong. It's better than I can say for you. That's the problem with the world. Nobody even knows when they've done a wrong thing.
Well, maybe what the world needs is a whole new set of commandments. Why don't you climb a mountain and write some? Then when you're finished, jump off the mountain.
If you don't think you're wrong, why are you so worried about what Irene might tell the bosses?
Well, only because it don't sound good down at the plant.
Then why don't you make it up to her, Daddy? Why don't you call her up and invite her over for dinner tonight?
Your mother done that last night. That's how all the trouble got started here. Your fault, Edith.
Archie, please. Irene is such a nice friend.
You were so rotten to her last night, I wouldn't blame her if she did tell the boss.
Archie raises his brows, considering.
Hey, Edith. Just to be safe, get on the telephone, call up Irene. Tell her we're all sorry over here.
We? Daddy, it was all your fault. And Mom can't make your apology for you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'll tell her myself.
Archie, be sure you mean it. When you talk to Irene, you gotta be sorry.
Anytime I talk to Irene, I'm sorry.
Later, Irene arrives at the front door. Waiting on the step, she takes a deep breath.
Oh, hi there, Irene. Long time no see since last night.
I may as well tell you, Archie, I'm only here because Edith said you wanted to apologize.
Yeah, I know. Well, get in, huh? Sit down someplace, take a load off your feet. Here, you can even sit in my chair if the meathead can get the hell out of it.
Hi, Irene.
Can't you go over and join him?
Gloria gets up so Archie can sit beside Irene.
Now, what I wanted to say, Irene...
Did you say it?
Edith runs in so fast, her hair flies up.
Give me a break, huh? The woman just crossed over the threshold here. Now, what I... Don't breathe on me. How can't you stand over there? Now, what I mean to say, Irene, is, I'm sorry about last night, and can't we be what we was before?
Gee, I was hoping we could be friends.
Hey, I went out and I sprung $1.68 a pound for shoulder of lamb. You can't get friendlier than that, Irene. Now, what do you say, friends?
Archie, I know it's not easy for you to apologize, but I'm glad you did.
She shakes his hand.
Because, I mean, after all, we work together. You know, it don't do you no good to have a mortal enemy down at work. If you was to bring a drill home to do some work at your house there, I wouldn't say nothing about it, and I figure you wouldn't do the same for me there, Irene. I mean, after all, what's wrong with it? What is there to snitch about?
It is wrong. Why can't you admit it? I admitted I was wrong for cheating the phone company.
Yeah, and I was wrong for bringing home those cosmetics.
And I was wrong for taking a bite out of that pretzel.
Everyone stares at Edith.
Whose pretzel?
When I was 8 years old. My
and there was this little old pretzel man with a stick full of pretzels. And when the old man wasn't looking, I took a bite out of one of his pretzels.
The crime of the century. Bet the FBI still has your tooth marks on file. Let's have an end to this whole thing now. I say case closed.
But Arch, you don't understand what we're trying to talk about here.
Will you shut up?
But maybe I can explain.
Will you shut? I mean, why bother?
Just look at it in terms of dollars and cents. We have 233 employees down at the plant. Now look, supposing only half of them took a dollar's worth of supplies every week. That'd be half a two and...
She pulls out a pen and paper.
Hold on. Wait a minute there, Irene. There's something there I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Hey. I don't understand what you were doing with a company pen.
What?
It says there, Pendergast Tool and Die Company. How long you been stealing pens, Irene?
I didn't steal that.
Oh, then how come you got that?
I gave it to her. You got a drawer full of them.
Archie leans his face on his hand.
Strikes again.
You want me to take back that apology, Irene?
Why did you apologize anyway?
Because the women nagged me.
I think you only made up with me because you were afraid I'd tell the boss about the drill.
So what? I'm feeding you lamb, ain't I?
We're all friends now. Let's all sit down and eat.
Come on, let's eat.
Edith, I'm not sure I can stay.
Why can't you? Just put your keister in a chair and shut your mouth.
I'm leaving before I say something.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, Irene, please don't go.
Edith, forgive me. I just can't stay. This is a great place to eat if you're trying to lose weight.
Well, you did it again.
Now she may never come back again.
You made her even madder than she was last night.
I think I know what I better do.
What? Are you going to make up with Irene?
No, I'm going to get rid of the drill. I'm going to put it in my lunchbox so I remember first thing Monday morning. I'm going to get up early, bring it back. No time even for breakfast there, Edith. Show you the kind of guy I am. I'm going to have that drill back on the tool shop before anybody gets there. I don't want the company that's been good to me for many, many years to worry for one moment about a stolen drill I got here.
Ma, when Archie goes into all that double talk, do you ever buy that?
I don't have to buy it. It's free.
Get out here! Look out on that back porch!
I don't see nothing.
That's the point. My hunk of flywood is ripped off. What kind of a neighborhood is this getting to be around here? Hey, Ollius! I didn't think I had to keep a wild dog to protect one hunk of flywood. Guess I'm the only honest guy left on the whole block. I watch my reward for that.
As Archie slams the kitchen door, the window shatters. Edith scowls at Archie, who glumly shoves his hands in his pockets. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Lou Derman, Bill Davenport, and Susan Ware. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Betty Garrett, Irene. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.